All right. Can I have the sign-up sheet who's the first person? Who's the first person? Okay. Somebody please come to the mic? All right. We have no idea how many people would like to speak, so let's start off with 2 minutes. Jamie, can you keep track of the time? 2 minutes a person for now. Who would like to be the first person to speak? Oh, okay, good.
Hello there. Edwin Johnston. Came to KPFT in 1981 from New York. Worked on the program guide back then. I want to point out on this program guide, got a picture of this guy over here, Ray Hill, one of the founders of KPFT. He does the prison show. Ray just won 2 awards from Outsmart magazine. One of them was for Community Hero. And Ray turns 69 this month. And he's celebrating by going and trying to seek, assistance to pay his utilities, which are being threatened with being turned off. And, you know, that's the way it is in this country these days. You had 50,000 people show up for utility assistance in Detroit. So we're really going down the tubes pretty quickly. Another notable piece of news is Montrose, where KPFT is located, where I live, has been named one of the 10 greatest neighborhoods in the United States. And why people like Montrose is you can walk around and there's lots of activities and stuff. So if you get a chance tonight when you go to the station, take a little stroll around the neighborhood. There's lots of stuff going on, live music and restaurants, and you should enjoy yourself. I figured tonight would be a good enough time for a little reflection. I was involved in the struggle. I was at the PNB meeting in 2000 of October in Houston, protesting the Garland-Ganter clique. And so here it is, you know, we've gone from one revolution to another revolution, and it's an ongoing type of thing. But the way I look at it, it was Carol Spooner, and she just tried to push through her control of the whole network, and... At each station, they started the purges right after the settlement. Exactly at the moment after the settlement, the purges started of the activists who actually saved the network. And it continued these last 9 years. And now it's culminated in the current board, the current situation, where all these African Americans and stuff are getting banned. But anyway, that's where it is and that's where it's going. So, viva la revolution.
Thank you. The next person on the list, I believe, is somebody by the name of Akua. Is that correct?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Houston. Well, this is not Houston. This is Pasadena. Somebody said you guys got lost, and they just put you all here. But next time, could you please just stay in Houston? Because black folk don't come to Pasadena. I mean, this is the place just last year, two Colombian men. Weren't they for Colombia, Duane? Well, anyway, they were killed. They were shot coming out of a man's house. No, a neighbor house. They said the guys were trying to break in. But the man who shot them, the dispatcher told him, don't do it. The cops are on the way. He went outside and shot those guys and killed them. He said he shot them because they were coming toward him, but the report said that they were running away. And so there was a huge protest, and there's still a lot of unresolved issues in this area for some people of color. They have really issues about coming out here. But anyway, nevertheless, my name is Akua Holt, and I first want to thank you for the tremendous amount of work that you do on the board. I just couldn't ever do it, and I really applaud you for all the time and energy that you've put in. And I have a lot of things to say, great things to say about our station, KPFT. Everybody always says that we don't have the problems that other people have in other stations. I think that's a bunch of crap. We're people. People have problems wherever you go. But I think we have a person like Duane, whom we like. We like our manager. We may disagree with him, and we fuss and we fight, but we still go out and eat and have a soda and whatever. And we still find a way to be human toward one another. So I want to say that sometimes we'll have terrible disagreements, but we still have respect for the humanness within ourselves. Having said that, I want to move forward to a concern that I have with our own LSB board. last December, I was invited, 30 seconds quickly, to the board, and they said, look, you know, we want to meet with the African community, African American community, see what concerns you have, etc. This board set a date, and then when the date came and went, no one would call me back. And I was really appalled by it. So was the African American community. We were appalled by it because we haven't had a Marcus Garvey program, we haven't had Juneteenth, we haven't had a Malcolm X programming, and we haven't had decent Black History Month programming. And so we wanted to meet to talk about how we can do that. And this board ignored our requests. So I'm saying to the national, we need some type of mediation to move that forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I let's see if I can get this name. Ania Blackman? I can't read it, but... Ananda? Anasa, okay. All right.
Good afternoon. I am a listener, and I'm a listener, and I just came to say thank you very much for KPFT locally and nationally. Whenever I go out of the state, I try to listen to Pacifica elsewhere. I think it's a wonderful forum. It has enriched and expanded the horizons of many listeners, and we thank you very much for all that you do and bring to us. As a listener, I would like to say that I do not think that we have enough wide coverage that represents the entire community, especially the African community and the African American community. There may be a program that is representative of African music, but it doesn't really address issues and concerns that are going to be affecting people. Another area that I am very, very disappointed in KPFT, not having enough health shows. Years ago, there was a health show, I believe it was by Gary Null. It was just the most incredibly informative show that gives people foundation for changing their lifestyle, diet, thoughts on how to be healthy and how to have real information and how to dig and find that information. So that is basically what I wanted to say. And thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you. Okay. The next person on the list is Baba Agundi. I hope I have that right.
That's right. My name is Chief Ogunde. I am the founder of Institute of African Wisdom. I think I use KFT on Wednesday, maybe 10 minutes, but it has been a very good information. I don't like FOC. Anything you do in life, you think you're going to get free. There's some mistake there. What I'm here today for is to know how I'm going to involve. I want to involve with good things. When you listen to KFC, you're going to see there's a lot of positive things coming out from there. And here in Houston, we have almost about 300 and something thousand Nigerians living in this community. Unfortunately, when you ask them, majority of them don't even know what is going on with KFC. We can use that forum not just about the news only. The KFC needs some money too, to raise money and do so many other things. The only thing I want to say is thank you very much for the board of directors, the president, and so many people that contributed to this very company. It's a very good company. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Melinda Eiley Doan is next.
Well, it's nice to see everybody here. We're glad to have you once again in our fair city, well, outside our fair city. I've had a pleasure of being a part of this board from the very start when they first started the elected boards. And I'm glad to say that I've had the opportunity to serve with quite a few of you guys with the different committees on the national board. I'm very encouraged by what's going on in the last year. I was so excited when I heard that LaVarne Williams had been chosen because I knew from the experience that I had had of working with her with committees that she's a no-nonsense lady, and she's a woman who goes in and she gets to the bottom line and she sticks to good business principles. And I'm really glad to see the results that we're seeing, the fruits of the labor. And I'm very anxious to see in the coming years for us to begin to get better business principles going with the PMB. Because I really think that we've got a great community of creative minds going on here, and I think collectively that we can move this thing forward, and I think that there's a great deal of potential that we can move even further. So that's basically all I wanted to say is I'm really excited with what's going on right now, and I'm hoping that we continue to go and show people how it's done.
Thank you. Fernando Velasquez.
I apologize for speaking fast, but that's how I'm going to be able to make it through. Welcome to Pasadena, the territory of the Ku Klux Klan, I understand. I'm here to remind you that the Pacifica likes to pay lip service to people of color, and that the Pacifica Foundation has been from its inception in the hands of the Democratic Party. The same party, with along his cousins, the Republican Party, has had people of color in Asia running the white people's business. In Africa, he hates Mobutu Sese Seko. In Latin America, always finds Felipe Calderon, Alvaro Uribe, and inside the United States, he has the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's always people that look like the victims and look like the oppressed, but represent the interests of the white master. In the case of the white supremacy here, look, Los Angeles has a very large growing Latino community, same as New York, same as Houston, but the few hours of programming dedicated to the Latino community go to the hours when people are sleeping. The drive time hours when people are awake are dedicated to somebody else. So I think we should just stop paying lip service to the Martin Luther King thing and the Mahatma Gandhi thing. You have to remember that Mahatma Gandhi was a socialist, and yet when you have Informativo Pacifica bringing socialist idea from the liberation movements of South America, either you cancel it in KPFT, either you bring it to 11:30 at night as KPFK and WBAI. As we speak right now, we just ended the fund drive in KPFK, and we don't know if Informativo Pacifica is going to be on the air next Monday because we don't know. See, that's how the reprisals, the penalty they have against people who dare to speak out, and yet we dare to say that we should hold the feet to the fire of the people in charge and to speak truth to fire. And you have people like me speaking truth to power and telling you exactly like it is, then you punish us by either canceling the Spanish language programming or just sending to nighttime hours when nobody's listening. Come on, guys. Be real.
Thank you very much. The next person on the list is Ted Weisgall.
Is there somebody else after me?
Yes.
I sure wish I had more than 2 minutes. I'm the member of the local station board. I'm the chair of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee, and I'm on the National Governance Committee. I want to let you know that we've had 4 meetings of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee since I became the chair. For the first 2, I was just the nominal chair, and then after the first 2 meetings, I became the elected chair of that committee. 5 members of our committee are among the 11 people who are running for the local station board election right now. One of them, one member of the committee, is on the program council, so we are quite a prominent committee. We just hosted the first town hall meeting that KPFT has had in quite a while, and Dwayne Bradley was a significant player in that meeting and told us that he came with much trepidation and left with much joy. So we will meet on Monday night to review the findings of the meeting and to make recommendations to the local board based on what came out of that town hall meeting. On the handout that is coming around the table right now, I am very concerned as a member of the National Governance Committee that we have had meetings where debate has been limited significantly, and it's been based upon the assumption that we do not follow Robert's Rules of Order when it comes to committees of 12 people or less. I wonder how many of you are actually aware of the five rules that I've listed down the left-hand side, which says you cannot limit debate in committees of 12 people or less, and also how it impacts this motion on funding disclosure, which I'm not taking a stand on. I'm more concerned with the process than I am with whether I support or do not support the resolution. So I hope you will be aware of the fact that I don't think we followed process. I do not know of any thing that validates the presumption that we have a rule within Pacifica that allows us to limit debate in committees of 12 people or less close debate. I would like to ask to have the chance to extend my remarks to ask if anyone at this table is aware of the fact that we have a rule that allows for limiting debate in 12 in committees of 12 people or less.
That's time.
Okay, thank you, Ted.
No answer?
I don't believe there's such a rule. We can bring it up when we... Okay. We don't usually respond to listener comment, but we've taken note of your thoughts. Next thing is, I noticed some people have come in newly. This is the public comments section of the meeting. So if any of you would like to make public comment, Dave Beaton over there, raise your hand, Dave. We'll put your name on the list. Okay. The next person on the list is Serene Roberts.
Are you going to extend time
to local
people?
Okay. So you'd be like to be on the end of the list? Okay, while they're figuring that out, why don't you take your time?
Okay, hello everyone. A few quick points. One is I'm concerned about the meeting location, which, among other things, apparently has no public transportation. When we were in Houston in 2007, the Pacifica National Board adopted a policy that there would not be national board meetings in areas that were inaccessible to the listeners. And Wendy, who is not here now, but who arranged this meeting and that one she worked on with Deb, should have pointed that out to the rest of you. But at any rate, you guys have a right to ask questions when someone announces a meeting location. The whole point of having a meeting is so that listeners can actually see the people who are making the rules with their money to govern their network. There's some comments about the hotel condition, but you can read, so I'm sure you'll get those. With regard to the funds that were collected in the name of BAI and made payable to Richard Uzel, we can rejoice about hammer to hammer and helping, yada, yada, but asking people to contribute money on behalf of the station to an individual for which there's no accounting is, I think, something that at least the finance and audit committees need to look into. It's bad practice. With regard to program changes here at KPFT, which were rushed through, I understand, because there was an ED directive that they had to happen fairly soon, and there was some consultation with the program council, not as much as there should have been, not a whole lot of notice. The one Asian program that was on KPFT has disappeared. I understand it was a, quote, scheduling conflict, but that community needs, those communities need to be represented on the air at KPFT. They're certainly here in the population, and not just in music, but in public affairs. The same thing goes for the African, continental African program. So I'm probably out of time, am I? Because I do have more to say. Okay, I'll keep going. I'm sorry?
8 seconds.
Well, 15 now. You just threw me off. I do want to say that there was a false accusation made last night, which I understand some PNB members are busy repeating to others, accusing me of having called a woman in the audience a, quote, wetback. Yeah, that is not a term that I use.
Time.
My children are Afro-Mexican. I have never used that term, and those of you who insist on repeating falsehoods should get your lawyers ready.
Thank you. The next person on the list is William Heerwagen.
Good afternoon. I'd like to make a special request. I'd like to, if I could yield my time to be taken up by someone else in their time.
Okay.
And I'd yield my 2 minutes to add to Lawrence Reyes.
Okay. Do you have anyone have any objection to that? All right. The next person on the list is Bob Lederer.
Hello, I'm Bob Lederer, staff member at WBAI and board member. And I want to address two things. One is the series of issues we've heard today concerning the failure of the network and particular stations to adequately represent the interests and needs of certain communities of color. And then I have a few points about the election process going underway right now. And I think what we heard about the persistent problem with having airtime on vital issues and culture and history of the African-American community in Houston is something that when I sat on the Pacifica National Board for 3 years, every time we came to Houston, we heard the same issue raised, and never, it seems, remedial action was taken. Similarly, the issue now that Informativo Pacifica, which is the result of a mandate by this board, has now been scaled back from 5 to 4 days. It was supposed to be 5 days a week and has been taken off the air here in Houston, as well as moved to an unfavorable time that will undoubtedly shrink the audience of people who most need and want to hear it. So all of this and many other examples have been raised over time. The fact that now a former employee who was fired has filed a racial discrimination lawsuit against this network, the fact that there have been racially biased comments made against former management at WBAI before they were fired earlier this year without due process, all points to the need to go back to the Pacifica race and nationality policy that was adopted by this board in 2002 and reaffirmed on two occasions, and start seriously implementing it, because that's never really happened except in fits and starts, and that's something that this board has absolutely got to address. And just finally, a quick note on the election. There are staff members, unpaid staff members, who have not received ballots. They have asked for those ballots, and there's been no assurance. In fact, there's really been a statement by the National Election Supervisor that they are not going to have an appeals process if the reason they didn't get ballots was that management claims inaccurately that they didn't do the amount of hours of work necessary to qualify. And they absolutely need to have an appeal mechanism so that they can document that they are indeed unpaid staff who have the right to vote.
Thank you. Next person on the list is Lawrence Reyes, and he can be allowed to speak for 4 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Lawrence Reyes, KPFK. If I could be indulged by the board, I'd like to play this CD.
All right, the next person on the list is Cynthia. Is there a Cynthia here? All right, we'll go to the next one. Rodney?
How y'all doing, board? I'm just a community member here in the local African community in Houston. And basically my concern and the reason why I'm here and basically to support that, just noticing Sister Akua wanted to speak about some issues on her show and she was told she wasn't not to, when this is supposed to be a public forum to inform the public about certain issues that affect and, you know, relate to them. And if we don't have a free voice on public radio to say so, then, you know, what other choices do we have? So, I mean, for what I'm understanding and what I've been hearing since I've been here, it seems like maybe even people over your head have, you know, strings dangling, you know, pushing buttons that you have no control over, that are pushing these people out and pushing mute buttons on issues that we need to know about. I don't think it's right I don't know what exactly at this point, being that, you know, I'm just coming here fresh, what we can do about it, but do my research, get with the necessary people, and I think some of them are behind me, so we can go ahead and work out this issue so we can basically, you know, keep our ears and eyes open, because there's a things coming to everyone's community, whether you're aware of it or not, and if no one out there is speaking on your behalf, then you're basically subjected to it, and you're condoning it, so... That's all I basically have to say. Take that into consideration in what you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Lauren, are we ready for Lawrence's? Okay. All right, let's move on to how are we doing, John? Are we ready for Lawrence's recording? Okay, is Cynthia here who would like to? Somebody by the name of Cynthia is on the list? There's no Cynthia. Okay.
I have a cousin named Cynthia.
Okay. We actually have only time for Lawrence's comment. John, what's the story? Okay.
The CD I'm about to introduce is a comment that Cynthia McKinney, who was a candidate for executive director, sent me. It's not at all inflammatory, so you don't have to worry about that, because she's a very dignified woman, and she wouldn't stoop that low. So if you indulge me, I appreciate it.
Okay, is this something that's not possible to do? Is it going to take too long to have this in public comment? All right, you know what?
It's mission.
Okay.
So, I've been reading a lot of interesting yet very troubling articles about what is happening at Pacifica and the changes that are taking place and what those changes portend.
Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney.
I've been reading a lot of interesting yet very troubling articles about what is happening at Pacifica and the changes that are taking place and what those changes portend for those of us who really care about and want to see the continuation of community radio and want to see Pacifica live up to its mission. So these articles that I've been reading coincide, interestingly, with an experience that I myself am having with Pacifica, and that is that I submitted my application to become the executive director for Pacifica, thinking that I would be able to use my position as a neutral person in all of the community, you know, squabbles that distract from the mission of programming and the essential fundraising function that allows the programmers the freedom to do what they need to do and keeps Pacifica strong, and that would be considered an asset. Well, the first time I submitted my application, it was late. I got this email saying thanks but no thanks, and then the application period was extended, so people who did not have a particular power base inside Pacifica would have the opportunity to submit an application. I submitted an application within the correct time frame of the extended period. Then it was up to the screening committee to interview me and all of the other candidates and make their decision, to narrow the decision down to a select number of candidates. And then those candidates were going to be screened again. It's my understanding, I believe I was told, that that was going to happen in Houston or by Houston so that they could make a hire by November 1. And so I underwent the interview process, and it was a perfunctory interview. And shortly after that, I received an anonymous email from contact@pacifica.org saying, again, thanks but no thanks. Now, I knew the names of all of the people with whom I've been in contact, so I sent to the chair of this search committee and I asked the question, is this valid? Who is it from? What does this mean? And I was told that I would, that it was strange that I would receive such an anonymous email. And I expected that they would get back in touch with me. Well, it's been 2 weeks and no one has contacted me and given me an explanation as to whether or not the anonymous email that I got was actually a valid communication from a committee with whom I had been communicating, and communicating by name, not in any anonymous fashion. Well, it's been 2 weeks since I sent the message requesting some kind of clarification about this anonymous email. So I decided today that I would send another message asking if there had been any update so that I would know how to comport myself. But I understand that they're in Houston and that a decision is being made, so I guess I'll find out by hook or by crook, but not in any official capacity, in any official communication directly to me about what this actually means. And in the meantime, I am in Paris and the decision is being made in Houston. That is, in a nutshell, my experience with trying to become a person responsible at Pacifica who could help to save Pacifica and the community radio mission that I know Pacifica and its listeners value.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the end of the public comment period.
I just want to thank the board for indulging this okay. comment.
All right. Thank you, Lawrence. Okay.